So I gather this was not a good situation.
Brother and sister roommates clash.
He's on my sofa with two other females naked.
Yes, there were two girls on the couch. Were they naked? No.
I don't know what's going on, so I flip out.
Now another sibling with regrets.
You took your sister in?
Yes.
Did she behave herself?
You know, she pregnant now, so she too much not working at this moment.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 23-year-old Shauntae Foster is suing her brother, 25-year-old Sean Foster, for ruining her furniture.
Order. All rise. Case number 279 on the calendar, the matter Foster versus Foster.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat, please.
All right, Ms. Foster, this is your brother. At some point, you and your brother decided to rent an apartment together.
Correct.
You did, and you signed a lease on that apartment. It is your claim that your brother left voluntarily prior to the termination of the lease, and you want him to pay rent up through the termination of the lease. Correct. You also say that on the day he left, he destroyed or damaged some of your property.
Yes.
When did you sign the lease?
November 2012.
And how much was the rent on the apartment?
$1,000.
On what date did Mr. Foster move out of the apartment?
On August 30th.
I want you to tell me your version of what happened.
Okay, I walk in my house on August 30th. I come into my living room. He's sitting there. He's on my living room sofa with two other females naked. And I confront him about it. He says, this isn't what it looked like. We're having a photo shoot. Two naked females all over my furniture. I don't know what's going on, so I flip out. We start arguing, and then he starts flipping. He's throwing my things around in my house. So I'm like, you need to buy me some new furniture. And so he's like, this is mine and whatnot. So not leave, because he has a violent history of beating on the women in our family if he doesn't get what he wants. So I left the house. I come back a couple hours later because she says that my stuff is being thrown outside by him. And people are from the neighborhood are shopping in my things. I have new furniture that he's been in my house having parties every night, drinking and smoking every night. It's on my furniture that I just bought. And he has, I'm sick of it. I'm completely tired of it.
Okay. So he moved out. And you were afraid of him. He moved out because you were afraid of him.
Mm-hmm.
And you wanted him to move out.
I left the house.
Did you come back?
Yeah, I came back.
Just a second. Mm-hmm. Why did you come back?
Because my sister called me and she said that my things were being drugged outside by
other people. When you left, did you intend to stay out of the house?
No.
You
until
intended
he cools
to
off.
Listen.
Okay.
I know it's hard for you to focus this morning. I want you to try.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yes.
I want you to try to focus.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Yes, I do.
We understand each other.
Yes, I do.
Good. Mm-hmm. Now, when you left the house, did you intend to at any time return to the house? I don't care about your furniture. Did you intend to go back there to sleep?
Yes.
So I assume you weren't that frightened of him, because you said you left because he had a history of beating up on women. So I assume I assume you weren't that frightened of him if you intended to return.
Okay.
Or you expected him to leave. Which was it? I wasn't that frightened of him, so I was going home, or you expected him to be gone. Which was it?
I wasn't that frightened, so
you weren't that frightened.
Yes, correct.
Yes, correct what?
I wasn't that frightened of him.
Okay, good. So we weren't that frightened of him. Now, I would like you to tell me, Mr. Foster, your version of the events when your sister came home that day and the argument that you had after she, as she acknowledged to me a moment ago, flipped out when she saw you there with two young ladies.
Okay. She didn't flip out. It was like she was possessed by the devil. I'm in there and I'm just chilling with my friends like I'm normally doing.
That's not
We're in the living room.
I don't want to hear you.
We're in the living room and yes, there were two girls on the couch. Were they naked? No. They had underwear on and there was a cover on the couch. She comes in the door and she immediately just started yelling. It was five of us in the room and
Just a minute. I only count four.
Four?
Yeah. She... you and the two underwear ladies.
No, it was another guy in the room. When she walked in, he walked out.
Another guy? Who was the other guy?
His name is Antoine.
Is he your lighting director?
No.
That's not true.
Well, who is he?
He's just a friend of mine.
So is he a friend of the girls?
No.
Well, then what was he doing there at your photo shoot?
Well, he's just a friend of mine. Like, he's there with me. We chill all the time. Drink and go
every
out
night.
And things like that. Not every night.
It is.
No, it's sometimes.
At my house every
well,
night.
Well, anyways.
You know how much longer they have of my time?
Probably not much. You need to shut up.
I just want to know what your sister said to you.
Oh, she basically was just screaming.
Not basically. I don't want to hear the word basically. I want to know what she said to you. You were very clear in your answer. Let's see if you can be clear here.
Naked on my couch. You need to get the out of my house. Buy me new furniture. Like, no, get the out of my house, naked. The girls got scared because they weren't fully clothed. They don't know her.
Don't tell me what they did. I want to know what else she said to you, if anything.
I was all type of nothing, you dirty. Get these out my house. That's my furniture. You having parties in my house, drinking and smoking. And I just flipped out. I went
on
that threat.
Just a second. Were you angry that the women were in the house?
Yes, I was. Very angry.
Wait just a second. Did you accuse your brother of using illegal drugs in the house? Just the answer is either yes or no.
No, I didn't accuse him.
You didn't say to him you're smoking something in my house?
I didn't accuse him of smoking drugs. I don't know what it was that they were smoking.
Were they smoking something?
Yes.
And did you like that?
No, I didn't.
Because you don't do that?
No.
Okay. So I gather this was not a good situation.
Yeah.
He left. And what you want is you want your rent between the time he left and the termination of your lease.
Yeah.
I think it was a good idea that he left. I think that you're in a toxic situation. Now, did you stay in the apartment for the next 2 months?
Yes.
And where are you living now?
With my sister.
Great. Terrific. Now, let me hear about your furniture that you say he destroyed. You want to get up because she's talked a lot about you. You're the sister?
Yes.
Stand up. Tell me your last name, please.
Foster.
All right, Ms. Foster. I want you to tell me what, if anything, you observed on the 30th of August, 2013.
Well, as I rode past her house, I seen him throwing furniture and things out like that. And then I seen people looking all through her stuff. And I'm like, you know, I'm not aware of her. You know, moving out, it looked like she got evicted as much stuff that was outside. Now, I ain't even stopped. You know, I just stopped and looked and then kept going. I called her and asked her what was going on, and she said they just got into it.
I did not touch her furniture, Your Honor. I touched my things. I took my computer, I took my cameras, I took my tables where my equipment was sitting on. I took those things. I did not one time take her furniture. I had a few bags and I set some of my things on the curb and I left. When I came back...
What'd you come back for?
I came back to get some, blow some steam off and buy a mild from the corner store. So I went and bought a mild and I came back.
What did you buy?
A black and mild.
What is that?
I have no idea.
What is that?
It's tobacco. It's like a cigar.
Okay, go ahead.
So I get back around, and I'm in the yard just kicking stuff around and just talking, yelling. I'm just minding my own business. She kicked me out, so I'm moving my things out as
You're
soon as possible
and yelling,
before
your
she
own business.
Called the police on me.
Are you living in your own house now?
No.
Where do you live?
With my girlfriend.
Great. And you two are living together?
We're living together now.
You share an apartment or a house?
A condo.
Whose condo is it?
Mine.
Who else lives in the condo?
My daughter.
How old is she?
8 months.
And you have a couch?
Yes.
Do you have a table and chairs?
Yes.
So you have a living room set?
Yes.
How long have you lived in the condo?
For a year now.
And you took your sister in?
Yes.
Does she behave herself?
Yes. Most definitely, yes.
All the time?
All the time with me.
Great. Terrific. What does she do? No,
nothing.
I'm asking you.
Nothing, really.
How does she spend her time?
You know, she's pregnant now, so she's too much not working at this moment. So I basically take care of everything now.
Mm. Great.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
How are you supporting yourself now?
My boyfriend.
Where does he live?
He lives in his own apartment.
Why don't you live with him?
We can't move together.
You mean you can make a baby together, but you can't move together?
And later today...
I'm just trying to figure out whose money this was that went to her car. Whether it was money that you earned or whether it was his money that went to her car.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Shantae Foster says her brother, Sean Foster, owes for the cost to replace her furniture.
When was the last time you worked?
About a month ago.
Doing what?
I'm a state tested nursing assistant.
Why did you stop working?
Because the load was getting too heavy. I'm pregnant, so.
What load?
At work. I had to lift patients and put them in wheelchairs, take them out of a bed, basically help them do everything.
So how are you supporting yourself now?
My boyfriend.
Where does he live?
He lives in his own apartment.
Why don't you live with him?
We can't move together.
You mean you can make a baby together, but you can't move together?
Yeah. Because she wants to be people's mom. That's probably why.
No, that's not correct. We just can't live together, not right now.
I can't help you at all. I think it's a very good idea that the two of you aren't living together. Seems like you have a nice living arrangement with your sister. She has furniture. She's perfectly happy to have you live with her, sit on her couch, sleep in a bed.
Because she can't
sleep.
Goodbye.
Or it's our excuse. You may step out.
He shouldn't have been doing what he was doing.
I always have people in the house. I kick it. I'm young.
I seen him doing it. I was aware of him doing what he was doing.
I love my sister.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Hannah versus Hannah. Step forward.
Carolyn Hannah is suing her cousin, Kia Hannah, for a loan to buy a car.
Miss Hannah, this is your cousin, and it is your claim that she owes you the balance of a loan.
Yes.
How old are you?
I'm 27.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a student, and I do volunteer at a women's shelter.
A student where?
Lock Haven University.
How long have you been there?
I've been there since 2009.
And before that?
Before then, I was a pharmacy technician, and I decided to go and pursue my degree.
So I've read your complaint, and the complaint says that you were receiving a school refund check, a large school refund check in the amount of $7,000. And your cousin asked you for a loan to buy a car. She was in need of a car.
Correct. And then, oh,
just a second. Would you explain to me how you get a $7,000 refund from a school?
Because it goes by financial need, and
yes.
I have financial needs, so I was able to accrue that amount of money. In addition to that, I was receiving an insurance settlement from my mother's death.
This was money you said you got from school.
Correct.
And I'm trying to figure out, because I know I had lots of kids that went to school, they had certain amounts of grants and certain amounts of, you know, student loans that we had to pay back, but I never remember at time when there was a $7,000 check that came back.
Well, it's due to, like you said, grades. I receive a Board of Governors scholarship. I have to keep my GPA over a 3.6.
Well, isn't that money supposed to go for school?
It does, and mostly it does.
I'm just trying to figure out whose money this was that went to her car, whether it was money that you earned or whether it was his money that went to her car. Because when the government gives money because you are a good student and because you have financial need, it's supposed to go towards school, not go buy somebody else's car. You usually need that money for your education.
Correct.
Which is what I'm trying to figure out from you.
I know. I just wanted to help her out because she was
I understand what you wanted to do. I'm trying to figure out the extra $7,000 that you didn't need for school, clearly, because this loan was allegedly given in what month and year?
September 2012.
And you've been going to school since 2009.
Correct.
So it was during the school time, and you have to pay tuition.
Yes.
And I assume you need books. Do you live on campus or do you live at home?
I live off campus.
You live off campus with whom?
Roommates.
Roommates. Do they also go to school?
They do.
So you have rent to pay.
Correct.
I'm still trying to figure out where the extra $7,000 is coming from.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
How did you give her this money?
In a form of a check.
That's what I want to see. And who was the check made payable to?
To the
defendant. Get me a copy of the check. Oh, wait. Step out.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Carolyn Hannah says her cousin, Kia Hannah, owes for a car loan. Kia claims she held up her end of the bargain.
Okay, you said in September 2012, I receive a nice size refund from my school to the tune of $7,000.
Correct. The money that I loaned her was from my school refund, but I knew I was expecting money from my mother's death. So that's why I felt like I could loan her money because I had something else coming in to look forward to.
So in September 2012, you advanced her how much money to buy a car?
$5,300, of which she paid back
$600. Do you have proof of that? I'd like to see it.
I had to write her two checks because since it's a school account, the most you can withdraw is $3,000 at a time. So the first check was for $3,000. The second check was for $2,300. My father was present when I loaned her the first check and she agreed to pay it back. And she made payments and installments monthly of $100 up until March for a total of $600. And then she refused to pay the balance.
You know what I would like you to do? I would like you to get a copy of these checks for me, because from what you showed me, the only two checks that were written during this brief period of time that you have, you only brought me two pieces of paper, are these two checks, check numbers 105 and 106. So what I would like to see actually is to whom the checks were made payable.
Well, it's a student account, so that's why I wasn't able to produce. It's just something that my school puts the refund in, and we just have a card and a check that we just withdraw from. It's not like an actual
bank. This doesn't say you withdrew from an ATM.
I understand that, but it's like there's no actual bank. It's just something set up through my university.
How did you give her this money?
In the form of a check.
That's what I want to see. And who was the check made payable to?
To the
defendant. Get me a copy of the check. Oh, wait. Step out. Copy of the check.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
To recall of case 274 in the matter of Hannah versus Hannah. Parties are reminded you're still under oath.
Okay. Have the checks for me?
No, I attempted to get the checks. I called the number for the bank that's listed on the paper, and they said they couldn't provide anything because they're not a bank. I had to go through my school. I contacted my school financial aid office, but they're closed at 4 p.m., so I wasn't able to get anything.
Well, you know, the checks are an important part of your case, because what you provided to me was merely a running tally of your money in your bank, and it says check. It doesn't say who the payee is on the check. It just says two checks, right?
Yes, but it was made out to her. Did you receive the money?
No. She's not going to tell me. I want to see the checks. When you come to court, you have to come with proof. It's your proof. You don't ask the defendant, isn't it true I gave you a check? You have to provide the proof that there is a loan. If you wrote out a check, you would write it out to whomever. And if it was a loan, usually in the memo section of the check, you write what it's for.
I didn't really think it would come to this. She's my cousin. We've done this before.
But now it's come to this. So all I'm telling you is when you go back to the court, where you're going to go back, because I'm dismissing your case without prejudice, so you can go back to small claims court.
Okay.
I would suggest you take the time to get the checks, so that the judge who hears the case in small claims court will see as part of your proof what your case is about, because this doesn't do it. Do you understand?
I understand.
Yeah, you have a problem with that? No, right?
Right.
So that shouldn't be too difficult to get the information from the school. That shouldn't be a problem at all. Thank you very much. Good luck to you.
Excuse me, step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I understand that I didn't produce the actual physical checks, but that's not my fault. It's the way my school's bank is set up.
Case dismissed, so I don't have to pay her.
It's not like she's denying that she owes the money. For whatever reason, she's not paying it back.
She said it was a loan, but I felt like with her living at my house and things like that, it wasn't a loan. She was paying me back for being there for so long.
Whenever I was there, she went out partying and drinking and staying out all night. I watched our children.
She lived in my house. She ate my food. So I feel like I shouldn't have to pay her back, use my gas, water, electric.
She's looking for a defense or justification for not paying it back.
I feel like I don't owe her, and she feels like I does.
I hope we can put it behind us, because it's definitely causing a wedge in between the family.